Hello, hello. What is up, guys? This is Nick Osler, your host of the 5 AM Club podcast. And we are back again with the epic mic. So I am in the car driving with my mic. Might be dangerous, but I mean, I pretty much sit in traffic anyway. So pretty excited to be doing this again. I really liked the quality of the last mic. So some housekeeping. First and foremost, if you heard about the Hormozy book event but didn't know where to sign up, hopefully your first thought should have been, okay, I'm just going to go to Hormozy's Instagram page and look for a link. That would have worked. Or you can go to my Instagram account, which is Nick K. Osler, or at Nick K. Osler. So there's two K's. And it's been on my story. You can sign up on my story. So those are a couple of options you have to register. I will make sure the link is still live, and you got to register quick because it is on like Donkey Kong tomorrow morning. I am stoked. I am seriously, he's just done such a good job of building just an insane amount of hype and excitement around this event. So I'm beyond excited. I feel like it's going to be extremely valuable for the business. And so just that's if you didn't know how to register, now you know. Go do it. Go do it now. Pause this, come back to it, whatever. So all right, enough with that. So for now, I want to talk about something that has been on my mind for the last couple of days. And I touched on it a little bit yesterday, but want to kind of dive a little bit deeper today. So, you're probably listening to this right now, and you're in this, I don't want to say like this like emotional state, but you're in this position in your life where stuff is probably like okay, right? Not great, but not probably terrible enough where like you need to take action or you're gonna be like homeless tomorrow, right? Chances are you have a job, you probably have a 9-to-5 job, maybe you want to start something, or maybe you have your own business and you want to improve it, make a little bit more money than you typically are. So the question is, if you're somewhat comfortable right now, why change, right? Like why put in more effort when, I mean, is it really going to make that big of a difference, right? Will being rich or being in the 1%, will that make that much of a difference? And it's like I get it a lot, right? So in my own life, like I want to wake up at 5 a.m. the next day, right? And so I'm like, I'm going to do it. I'm fired up. And then the alarm goes off and I'm like, screw this. Like, being financially free isn't even that big of a deal. Like, my parents weren't financially free. My dad's still working and he's 60 years old and he seems pretty happy. Like, you just start to justify it and justify it and justify it until you don't take any action. And so the question is, like, how do you maintain that like killer mentality of I don't necessarily need to change out of necessity, but I want to change because I want something better for my life. There's this quote from Tony Robbins that talks about nobody changes until the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of the change, right? So if, for example, I lost my job, all of a sudden I'm sure I would work twice as hard on my business because the pain of staying the same would mean like I lose my house. Well, I don't have a house. We wouldn't be able to buy food, wouldn't be able to buy diapers for Finn. So that would be so bad that it would be easier to start this business and get it running and get clients going. It would be easier to do that. Whereas in my situation right now, I'm pretty comfortable. I don't need any more money, but it would be nice to make money this way versus the way I'm making it right now, which is like Uber. So the question is like, how do you maintain that killer mentality of like, no, even though I'm comfortable right now, I need to go above and beyond so I can achieve this new level of wealth, this new level of freedom, this new level of insert whatever you're going for. And that's the question. And I don't know, I've thought about it from a lot of different angles, honestly. And I'll be honest, I do not have the answer right now. So maybe if you have the answer, find me on Instagram. Again, it's Nick K. Osler. So two Ks. NickKOsler. And tell me what your thoughts are on the matter. But I'll tell you kind of what's helped me right now. Some things that have helped me is like getting clear on what my dream life would be, right? My financially free life, what would it be? And maybe that's enough motivation. Sometimes I think about my family, the need to provide and hopefully give them a more abundant life than they're currently living. Sometimes that helps. But I'll tell you what, at 5 a.m. when I need to go to the gym or need to do something for work or need to go to school, it's seriously not easy. And I don't know that there's one right answer. I think you have to just dig deep and figure out what it's going to take. But honestly, I think it just comes down to really wanting it. Sometimes you can listen to like motivational talks and stuff like that. I know I heard Tom Bilyeu, when he wakes up in the morning, the first thing he does is like plugs in some motivational, you know, talks or whatever. And the reality is like being motivated or whatever isn't really something that someone can give you. It kind of has to come from you. And I think it comes down to setting the bar of like, I'm comfortable right now, but I'm not living the life that I would like to be living. And the only way to get out of that is taking action. And it's really hard to do when you don't know necessarily if that action is like going to work out, right? And that's like a total, like, I feel like that's a total fallacy in my head. For example, this business, right? I feel like one of my fears is, what if I'm not good at marketing? Or what if my business doesn't actually help other businesses make more money, get more clients, whatever? And the reality is, like, if you just sit there and think about it, it's like, maybe it won't tomorrow, or maybe it won't in a month, but in a year, I'm sure I could learn some things that are going to help some clients. I've spent a year learning stuff, and I've learned so many things that I've seen other people do. And so it's, in my head, it's like, oh, well, what if it doesn't work? But the reality is, like, I know it works. It's just I have been too slow and too chicken to, like, actually just go and do it. And so today I can announce that I finally got my Go High Level account up and running. There's this guy, Peter Mozzarella. It's not his last name, but it sounds something like that. Basically, I don't know. It was kind of like God sent. So I was scrolling, you know, on Instagram, and I came across this reel, and he said, hey, on Go High Level, you can automate basically a company's lead. Once they sell the lead, like let's say they receive the plumbing service, then when the plumbing service is done, it will automatically text them a Google review link, right? Like, hey, leave a Google review. And it automates that. And I was like, that's amazing, right? So like I compare a good website with some automation. You can do email automation. You can do Google, like Google My Business profile automation. You can do Facebook posts automation. You could probably do Instagram post automation. There's all this automation that can be done. And for some reason, this like struck a chord with me because I was like, dang, I was a small business owner, right? I ran my moving company. And those kinds of automations would have been invaluable to me and my company. I think we probably have maybe 10 Google reviews. And I knew in the back of my head, like, I needed to have more reviews. I knew I needed to work on the website. I knew I needed to, like, deal with the Google My Business stuff. But I always put it off because I was extremely busy. And so is every business owner. And so my goal now is to offer this low ticket, you know, maybe $200 to $300 a month for these small businesses.
where I can set all this up for them, build out the website, automate all this stuff, and then just kind of keep a pulse on it for them. And I'm honestly super excited to launch this. I have a couple of clients already, and so I'm getting this all set up for the first time, and I'm super pumped. And so today I feel like I took like a lot of action. I actually worked on it for a long time today, and I'm definitely making some progress. And so it's really, really exciting to just actually have the pedal to the metal and be making steps forward. And it's not super easy, and it's not like I figured it out already and I'm ready to go. It's like, okay, it's going to take me a couple more days probably to really figure out how this works. But then once I figure it out, it's game over, because like I already know that I can sell it. I already know that it's super valuable. And then it's just a matter of fine-tuning it and getting it dialed in for businesses and incorporating it into the systems that they already use. And so honestly, I'm really excited. I have a lot of hope for this this next chapter. So I'm actually bringing back No Time Marketing from the dead. I'm just pulling it out of the grave, and I'm like, hey, I like you. I own the domain. And I just think it's the perfect name, right? It's No Time Marketing. We do all the things that you don't have time for, and we take care of it in no time. I mean, that should be a commercial. That sounds so good. No, but I'm really excited. I think it just kind of culminates everything I've been working on in learning in the last year or so. And I feel weird switching over to Go High Level from ClickFunnels, because I've been a big fan of ClickFunnels. But there's just a level of automation that's available in Go High Level that's not available in ClickFunnels. And there's a couple other features that I just love about it already. And so, like Gusten's son and this guy Peter, I'm jumping ship, which isn't a big deal. I mean, ClickFunnels is extremely valuable too. There's definitely value to be had in ClickFunnels. So if you already have a ClickFunnels account, use it to, you know, the most of its ability. But the reality is, Go High Level for me right now, it seems like the move. And so I set it up today. I got notimemarketing.com getting set up with my website. So I will let you know when that goes live. I think right now it's kind of some get a little website. But I'm definitely, it's go time. So I'm super, super excited. And I have so much to learn. But at least I feel like it's focused right now and it's narrowed down. And so it's just a matter of doing it at this point. So again, big changes on the horizon, big strides. I mean, I set up a Stripe account today for my business finally. So I mean, things are happening. I'm really excited to announce that, you know, I do have some availability to take on a couple service-based businesses. If you're like a local service-based business, so you offer some sort of service, whether it's nail salon, dentistry, whether it's, I'm trying to think of some other, I mean, even gyms could be beneficial. There's just any service-based business, plumbers, AC heating guys. I mean, the possibilities are endless. Window cleaners, restaurants, even any local service-based businesses. I think that's kind of, those are going to be my people. I love that kind of business. And so I'm super excited to serve you guys and help you guys grow your business first organically, and eventually, try my hand at like Facebook ads and creative and stuff like that. So that's definitely down the line, but for now we're going to focus on the automation side of it, get the email campaigns going, get the automations with Google reviews, focus on, you know, your lead gen and all that good stuff. So with that, guys, thank you so much for joining us at the 5 a.m. Club. I will say I woke up this morning and hit the gym around 5:30. I felt amazing. I'm kind of tired right now, but my body's just kind of adjusting back into the swing of things because I need to be getting after it every single day because that's what it takes. And I know I need to raise my personal bar and be motivated to do better for my family, for my life, hit my goals. And I know it's possible, and it's possible for you guys too. So kill it, get after it, do that thing that you know you should be doing but are not doing today, just do it. So we'll see you guys tomorrow. Thank you so much for joining us. This has been day 76 of the 5 a.m. Club podcast.